Hello? Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Sebastian?
Yeah, hi, Catherine. Can you give me one minute? I'm with a client, and I can't
Oh,
really.
I'm sorry.
If you want to hold on, that's fine.
Yeah, sure, I can stay on the line, don't worry.
Okay, I will just mute you for the time being.
All right, no worries. Take your time, Sebastian.
Okay.
Hello, okay. Hello?
Yes, hi. Hi, Sebastian.
Yes, hi.
Yes. Okay. So when it comes to this again, I did check already with our Google Verifying team, and they did confirm that the application has already been received.
Okay, so the pictures of the ownership and all of that was correct. I didn't make any mistakes.
They did confirm it's received, though, but have not confirmed if any is actually wrong or correct. But for sure, if there's anything that requires your attention or if there's any documentation that we need that's currently lacking or not correct, we'll definitely get in touch.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. And again, just wanting to let you know, again, my name is Catherine, and I'll be your main point of contact moving forward. Okay?
Okay, nice to meet you,
Carmen. Hi, nice to meet you too, Sebastian. But so far, do you have any questions or concerns? Maybe I can...
No, I did log in to the app.
Mm-hmm.
I did put my logo, what type of logo I would like to use.
Yeah.
Because you guys requested, and I'm going to upload a couple pictures. This way you guys...
Okay.
When I get the... If we... figure it out how the domain from my old website will
mm-hmm.
end up. Because I know you actually want to create the website, but the point is, you know, I have a website, but it's just I don't have the domain up. You know, I'm kind of working on it. And we see how that progresses in the next week. If I don't have any results, I will let you guys know to go ahead and do the website. RYBElectricLLC.com. I don't know if you see any notes over there about this.
Okay, let's see. Yep, as far as what I do see here, that we are just to promote your website, right? RYBElectricLLC.com?
Yes, but the thing is that when I spoke with Miki, I mentioned she said she's going to put a note that, you know, I have a website. It's the website I would like to have is RYB Electric, but it's like there's already ownership of this.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why I want to put it on hold for a week until I can see if I can obtain the domain for my old website. I'm talking with GoGoDaddy or whoever is in charge mm-hmm. of this, and I'm trying to obtain the ownership. But it's not easy, and I don't know what the outcome. And I also know it's going to expire July 18th. That's what Miki mentioned to me. Yeah, I got to see. Let me see. Yeah, because you know what it is? I don't want to. I have everything set up, my invoices, everything to my website, RYB Electric. I don't want to be changing everything and spending money again just to add LLC to it. You know what I mean? So this is why I'm kind of hoping I can obtain the domain and the website, my old website from the other owner, whoever built my website. They're not active anymore. I can't get in touch with anybody. This is the problem. Hello?
Yes, I'm listening.
So yeah, so that's what I would like to do. I don't know if we should, I mentioned to me, but I know.
She did put a note that you will give it a week or two, and you will let us know if you will pursue the new domain or work with the current domain that you have.
Correct.
Yep. So just let us know. Once you get into a final decision, let us know so we can assist you about, you know, the next steps.
So my question now is that you asked me if I have any questions. So is it possible I might receive, like, a lead call at the moment now, or really that takes effect later?
Yes, well, for now, you just recently completed the onboarding call. I would say it's very impossible for you to get a phone call, but that is not something that's not possible. Okay, I mean, I would say 99% impossible, but 1% possible. Since we haven't completely set up the account yet, we haven't we haven't optimized anything. So, but as long as you already have some presence out there ongoing, then that could still attract potential customers.
Okay. And I have another question. I never asked that question. Maybe I did. I forgot. What happens when I get your call, and I know you guys track the call, and I don't answer? What happens then? What happens with the fee for the lead?
About the Google, the pay-per-lead, are you concerned about it?
Yeah, like what happens if you don't answer the call?
Okay.
What happens with, can I call them back? Can you guys, what happens? Do I lose the money? What happens with this?
Yeah, so when it comes to that, Sebastian, when we are the ones who's calling, we do not call you using the ad campaign that you have on Google Verified, okay? So we call you directly, and it's not going to be taken against your budget for the pay-per-lead program, okay? So for that to be charged towards your Google Verified pay-per-lead program, the potential customer has to see the ad campaign and then contact you through the ad campaign for it to show that it's a valid lead and for you to get charged for it.
Oh, okay, but what about, what's the method of contact? Is it only phone call? If he can email me, he can, I forgot, what I'm trying to.
These are phone calls, Sebastian, and that is why we do have a dashboard in place in cases where you missed the call, okay? You're able to check the number of the person who called you or the potential customer who called you, so you can always call them back.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, but my question is, because sometimes from my experience what happens is, let's say I don't answer the phone for some reason. I'm busy. I'm not expecting, I don't have signal. And, and it goes, and I miss it. Leave me a voicemail or something. And let's say I call him back, and let's say he doesn't want to do any business with me because he maybe found someone. What happens with the, because every lead will be $36, right?
Yeah.
So what happens with this? Do I still have to stay because I didn't answer the phone? How does that work? Or I can reach him out through the dashboard, see if he, let's say if I'm too late. I mean, is there an option like I could be late with the call if I don't answer?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I encounter with different platforms, I encounter this a lot. Sometimes, either you're not quick enough and, within the 15 minutes, if you're not quick enough, you might lose that lead. Is that potential with you guys? I forgot to ask this to Niki.
I'm really sorry. You're trying to ask if what can be done for leads that you're not able to respond to right away. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Based on my understanding and just from my experience towards the Google Verify program, it's very important that if you do get missed calls from certain numbers, they would still be considered qualified leads. Okay. That is why it's important that as soon as you can, you try to reach out to them so we get at least a recording, you trying to communicate with that potential customer, see if they're really looking for the services they're offering. Just really some good note if they're calling you just because they're calling you, just because they're trying to sell you something, or if they're calling you because they're looking for the services. That's how Google detects if that's a qualified lead or not.
And I got a question. How will you guys know if I schedule the lead or not?
So based on the...
I know...
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm sorry. I should be listening.
I'm so sorry, dear. But yes, then when it comes to calls, please know that we do have a call tracking in place and that the call tracking will keep its recording as well. So recordings will be available on the dashboard.
Oh, okay. Do you guys know anything about eLocal?
eLocal?
Not really.
I don't really think that is one of the directories that we do. I do know eLocal. It's also a paper call, right? System.
So.
But yeah. Is there anything that could be about eLocal?
Yeah, because you guys are /local and they are eLocal. I just want to make sure you guys are
No, we're definitely not related.
Yeah, that's all I want to know because, you know, I've been working with them for a while. They offered me, you know, leads that I pay for the two, but I just want to make sure you guys have nothing in common. So let's say I don't pay for lead with them and I get the same lead with you. You know what I mean? And I'm double charged. And would you recommend for me to work with platforms like this, like Angie, Yelp, eLocal Networks, and have you guys on board? Or should I eliminate some of those platforms? What would be your advice? I mean, which way would be to benefit my business the most?
Yeah, those directories would still be good for your business. I would recommend you can keep it. But, you know, you may want to run through with us if you do wish to opt in running some ad campaigns to see, you know, because there are also other ad campaigns that we do, and maybe we can just help you out with it rather than going into different platforms just to run some ad campaigns.
Okay, what does that mean? What type of ad, what do you guys offer?
Yes.
What do you mean by?
We also run the very products that are missing out here with your subscription would be Google Ads and Yelp Ads. So we run both Google Ads and Yelp Ads as well.
And what about the Yelp Ads? Because I wasn't very successful with Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I didn't get much work. I mean, it's just I paid, and I didn't see any outcome at all. You know, what I'm trying to understand is how you guys work with Yelp.
We do have a specific team that's going to be working on it, and that's going to assist you and manage your Yelp ads if you do decide to let us work on your Yelp ads campaign.
Oh, okay. Yeah, for now I would hold off because I wasn't very happy the way. Maybe, you know, I wasn't too happy with the outcome. I wasted a lot of money and I didn't get nothing in return with Yelp. So I didn't close my account, but my subscription is at the moment closed. My app still exists. I can still reopen any day I like, any time. But the point is that I just didn't get any, you know, return on it. And I kind of stopped. Okay.
All right, no worries. But again, if you do have further questions, Sebastian, feel free to get in touch, and we'll further assist you. I'll definitely love your questions, and I'll definitely answer all three of them. Okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you so much again, Sebastian. Have a wonderful, rest of your day.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.